Blockbuster's 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse in Arnold, a special 2-day only sale will take place. It's the Black Friday and Saturday clearance at Granite Busters, featuring this incredible all-inclusive deal. When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, then you'll receive the following: a stainless steel undermount sink, free; accompanying sink crates, free; an edge upgrade, free; lifetime sealer, free; plumbing reconnection, free; and removal of your old laminate or Formica countertop, free. This is the best offer the Granite Busters has ever made, but it's only available this Friday and Saturday. For store address and to review the over 135 granite colors, visit GraniteBusters.com. The Black Friday and Saturday clearance, only at Granite Busters. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy Buffalo Chicken and Mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Perosi Painting is a proud supporter of the Turkey Day game. For painting needs that deliver value for your home, contact Perosi Painting today at 314-963-7263. Nothing lights up the holidays like jewelry. To find the perfect ring, necklace, or earring set to touch her heart, visit Paramount Jewelers. Make the holidays sparkle for that special someone in your life. Visit Paramount Jewelers today, located in historic downtown Maplewood.
The Webster Child Care Center has been providing safe and nurturing care for children for 42 years. Explore the fun environment for your child today at WebsterChildCare.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's BestRestaurantsInSt.Louis.com.
Hi, it's Martin Tilcoin. Join me and John Hadley Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll break down the upcoming CBC High School versus Blue Springs football state championship game. It's the John Beal on the road to the football state championship show, 7 o'clock on Wednesday on KTRS.
Everybody, places. It's showtime. Places. Here.
So join us.
Here. It's not a roll call.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat.
And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
sluts and pornography.
So thank you, Paul Harris.
Party.
Gross.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 24th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus for the last, 28 years or so. And we're going to tell you why you might want to consider setting up a complimentary meeting with them. Because if you're listening and you might be changing jobs, or you have a 401k plan, maybe you're retiring. We got a couple of names you should know and a website you should know. You'll hear it a couple of times. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I, ironically, would also like to say hello.
What a coincidence.
I know it is. It's just a coincidence. To Mark and Jason, they are, of course, again, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And one of the things they can help you do is find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire in comfort. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Just fabulous. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy bought himself a little guitar or ukulele or whatever that thing is over there. And he's over there trying to tune it up. And I walked a while ago and I heard him. And he was saying, my dog has... What were you saying? My dog has...
Cheese.
No, it's fleas.
Oh.
My dog has fleas. That's how you tune it, not cheese. Dan, have you ever heard that in tuning a guitar?
No.
My dog has fleas. My dog has fleas.
No.
They taught us a music class years ago, but
every good boy does fine.
EGBDF, yeah. I've heard of that, but yeah.
And face.
My dog has fleas. Well, speaking of music and tuned instruments, listen to this music right here. That's the sound of Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. They are talented.
And then you know you're a musician.
Yes.
You're an accomplished harmonica and bass player.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. We're brought to you by Mark Green and Jason Becker. When you change jobs or you retire, you might have a 401k or some other type of retirement account you need help with. You can set up a complimentary meeting, a review of your portfolio, and all you have to do is call Mark and Jason. That's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stiefel Nicholas, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. I just threw that right in there. You just get that over with, because you have to do that anymore. There is no cost. That's why it's called complimentary. A lot of people, a couple of FM DJs set up meetings with them, and they weren't listening. FM DJs, first of all, don't have $25,000. And they didn't know till they got in the meeting, oh, you got to have $25,000. And then they also contacted me and said, well, what little time we did meet with them, they didn't compliment anything. I said, no, that's not what it means. FM DJs are so stupid. I said, no, it means it's free. It's no charge. They will keep you posted quarterly about what's going on, your portfolio's performance and risk and long and short-term goals. Between the two of them, they have 46 years combined financial services experience. Again, they are Mark and Jason, and their website is markandjason.com. We didn't forget him. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. I almost forgot Bruce's name there for a second. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to download. It's a great way to get the only cab you want if you're AM and the PM, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm at the Bill on the Road home office today, and my house smells of amazing. I made masticholi in the crock pot. You ever use this crock pot thing?
I love crock pots.
I'm probably asking the wrong guy.
I know what it is. I saw a picture of a crock pot one time. My wife doesn't cook. But it's. I have to correct you because the Italian pronunciation is mosticholi.
Whatever it is, it smells amazing.
You put it in there all day long
and you don't have to worry about it.
You put a lot of ground beef in there.
Oh, yeah, ground beef and the spice. Oh, yeah, I love it. Oregano, I love oregano.
Now, did you boil the noodles? Did you boil the noodles?
No, you don't boil the noodles. You just put them in, and then they boil within in the sauce in the crock pot.
That sounds good. Thanks for bringing some in. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting ready to eat right now. Oh. Well, to avoid a repeat of last year's Black Friday tramplings across the country, Walmart has now hired crowd control consultants to keep things safe this holiday season. And even better for consumers, they also plan to have 3 of the 25 checkout lanes open instead of the usual 2.
Good idea.
Gas prices will be under $2 a gallon for folks traveling on Thanksgiving. That's the good news. The bad news is now one less excuse to get out of a debt, for God's sake.
That's
terrible. Edit that out.
Bad news is one last excuse to get out of driving to your in-laws. That's what I was going for.
Maybe you should have kept stumbling.
Maybe.
Just to make Bill sound better, edit that out. Edit that whole thing.
Edit the whole thing out.
And they'll never hear it. That's edited. It's already done.
Charlie Sheen's planning to write his memoir.
Oh, great. I can't wait to read it.
I'd say the most shocking thing in the book will be about Charlie's life, that after all those drugs, Charlie can actually remember anything about his life.
Some of the words were chewed up there. What was it again?
Some of the words got chewed up.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I heard it. You don't
he did too
it.
Many drugs that he can't remember the stuff about his life.
Maybe I'm on drugs.
No, you're just you're thinking about that most acutely.
I think we're on drugs.
All right, and finally, I got to go eat. Finally. You know what else I made the other night? I'm into this cooking thing now. Homemade potato chips. Have you done this?
No,
I've never done homemade potato
chips. Thanks for bringing those in.
Just what they, it's a regular, like a russet potato. You just cut them real fine, and you put them on the aluminum foil in a pan, and some olive oil and different spices or whatever, and after like 20, 30 minutes, oh my God, unbelievable.
You throw them in the oven, I guess, and then...
No, I put them in the refrigerator. Yeah, I put them in the oven. Of course you put them in the oven.
Oh, man, you didn't like your comment there, Dan.
Well, you didn't say you put them in the oven. You just said you put them on the pan and put spices on them.
God almighty. Well, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is buying Botox maker Allergan for $150 billion.
Woo!
Yeah, which means that the Pfizer will spend nearly as much money on Botox as Nancy Pelosi.
I knew he was going to bring Nancy Pelosi in there.
I know.
What do you cook those potato chips on?
He's a go-to for Botox.
What do you have in the oven?
Segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you.
Is that oven set at 350?
Yeah, we apologize for Dan.
Just edit out Dan's voice. We have sophisticated equipment. We can just take one guy's voice
out. You don't know how to cook potato chips.
Yeah, man.
At the beginning of the show, and for those of you who didn't hear it, I feel bad for him. Sorry you didn't hear it. We told you a little bit more about the two filthy Christmas songs that you'll hear, especially the one Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee, that it was recorded in 1958, and it has sold over 25 million copies, and it's filthy. We do this every year. We also talked about Eartha Kitt's song, recorded in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have time here to play the whole thing, but we're going to give you just the offensive parts first, because you will hear them. You're already hearing them when you're out shopping, out in public. I guess store owners and businesses don't care if they offend people. Maybe they think, well, they'll never notice it. Well, our listeners notice it, because we call their attention to it. First, the Brenda Lee song, we do this every year, where she talks about maybe we'll have some, and then the F word, some effing pie. Go ahead.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Oh.
I cringe still when I hear
it. I do too.
And I hope nobody listens thinking we're just playing that out of context without warning people. And then there's Eartha Kitt talking about a disgusting act Santa's performing some Christmas list. This is so disgusting. Oh. Play it.
If you check off my Christmas list.
You know what? I feel dirty. I feel dirty hearing that.
Oh, man.
But it's necessary. That other AM station doesn't ever do this. They've never warned anybody.
No.
They act like it's not there. Like, they're oblivious to it, or turn a blind ear to it.
None of the radio stations do.
My wife would say that.
A blind ear.
Yeah, that was my wife would say. I'm sorry, what, Dan?
None of the radio stations do.
No.
Not one of them.
Boy, they sure play it, though.
Oh, and there's one station now already playing all Christmas music. It's crazy.
Well, every year they do.
I know.
It gets old. It's tiresome.
Yes.
The State Department has issued, as of yesterday, they issued a worldwide travel alert. Now, what really I find weird about this, and I watched a spokesperson for the State Department yesterday, and they said worldwide travel alert, but then they turned around and said, well, we don't want people to not travel. Go on and travel. Well, you just told us
yeah,
there's a worldwide alert, and then you say, oh, go on and travel, just... Be vigilant. What does that mean?
Be vigilant.
What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Everybody we see, oh, that guy's got a suitcase. I'm going over and get the FBI agent. Or there's a cop. That guy's got... Everything looks suspicious if you want it to. Every day I see things. I go, oh, that guy looks like he could be fill in the blank. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. And we run a commercial. And we run it a lot. And I guess... I hear it so much. I guess there must be a lot of people who clean their own pap smear machines.
No, CPAP.
What is it?
CPAP.
CPAP.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess I misheard it. Bill mentioned gasoline prices. In 60% of the United States right now, gas is below $2.
That's crazy.
That's great.
I know.
It's the lowest it's been in almost 11 years. And for the travel weekend coming up, they say you can find gas in the like a $1.80 something some places. So that's good news. I'm glad. And Peon, you probably don't watch the Today Show. Dan, I don't know if you watch it.
I watch it off and on.
I think it's great that they still have old Willard Scott on there. You know, Willard Scott has been on that show for 120 years, and he does these people smuckers, people turning 100 years old. I hope till he dies they let him do that.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I like Willard Scott. He's the last of that Paul Harvey kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His old school TV radio.
And he was the original Ronald McDonald, right?
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys, how can you not like, I'm sure young people go, I don't want to like that guy telling people turn, it's corny, turn 100. No, you can't not like Willard Scott. There's nothing to dislike about Willard Scott. Now, I'm going to read you a story. This is an actual story out of Lampung, Indonesia. I'm going to show you another example of why we as Americans are different. We're different. We handle things differently than people in other parts of the world. Two Indonesian newlyweds, this is it's an actual story from a news source. Most of the media outlets will never air this story, but we will. Two Indonesian newlyweds have been arrested and charged with plotting to kill a man that he and his wife said had raped his wife a week before they were married. He thought he was marrying a virgin. This is not a joke. It's a real story. And here's the way they write the story up. Said they married in September. The husband found on the wedding night that his wife wasn't a virgin. She broke down and said she had been raped a week before their marriage. He's 30. She's 20. He said, "Do you know who did it?" She said, "Yes." So they arranged a meeting with the guy that she said raped her. Her husband stabs the guy to death. Then he cuts off his genitals. They fried them up and both ate them.
Oh.
Now, I don't believe we do that in this country.
No?
No, that must be genitalia. a local custom.
Yeah.
So they're going to prison.
Oh.
They actually could get the death penalty for killing that guy. I don't know if they're getting the death penalty for killing him or eating his genitals. That may be why they're going to be put to death. Anybody that eats, you know, genitals, there's something bad wrong there. I didn't get a chance yesterday to congratulate the homeowner in Madison County. Friday morning, there was a home invasion. That's over in the Edwardsville, Collinsville area.
I heard about this.
A home invasion. And the resident there woke up and somebody was trying to force the back door open, so he grabs a gun. He warns the intruder, "I've got a gun," but the stupid moron burglar went ahead and threw something through the window and started trying to come in, and the homeowner shot him in the chest. And that's the end of that story. I just think, congratulations. And what we need to do is get to a point in this country where all the bad guys think twice before they go after anybody, because the person they're going after may be smarter than they are and may be armed.
Especially when the homeowner yells out, "I have a gun."
How dumb are you? Have you seen these hover boards? They look like a skateboard.
Yes.
You get on like a Segway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I love $500 these things. Or something. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
$500. I can't do it because I would break my neck. I'm too old. But I want a Segway. I still want a Segway.
Segways are cool.
I saw this ad, Sharper Image. You can buy this hoverboard, and you don't stand on it like you do a skateboard. Skateboard, you stand on it long ways and go, you know, the lengthwise. This, you stand sideways, and it balances like a Segway. But I still think I'd fall and break my neck. But when I saw the ad for it, and my son tried one of these, it's called a hoverboard. He said it's a blast. They're $500 for Sharper Image. But when I saw it, I thought, you know what? I bet the listeners right now are all wondering, what can we get him?
Mm-hmm.
What can we get Frank? Segway.
Yeah.
There you go. A bunch of listeners go in together and surprise me. I won't expect it. I'll tell you, I will be surprised. Even though I'm suggesting it, I don't expect it to happen. Imagine the thrill you would get as a group of listeners who show up at the station the week of Christmas,
man,
and say, "Frank, step outside," and there's a new Segway.
Yeah.
It's just a suggestion. There is no greater feeling at Christmas than the thrill of giving to someone and watching them appreciate it.
And seeing the look on your face.
Yes, and, yeah. and you have an opportunity to have that feeling.
Yeah.
When you get me a sec, they're $5,000, but if 10 listeners went in, right, hang on, $5,000.
Ten
listeners went in to get me a Segway. That's only, hang on,
$6,000 apiece.
That's $6,000 apiece. Yeah. We have people who could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We have listeners who could do that. I'm actually surprised. I'm not surprised this doesn't happen more. I guess it does happen a lot. You know what Airbnb is? You go
yes.
and you it's people offer their homes up and you spend the night or a week and then you put your house on an app and people go, hey, I'm going to be in that town. I'll stay at that house. There's a big mansion in California that went on Airbnb and offered this place for $1,100 a night. It's 80 miles north of L.A. Here's the problem. The people who rented it at $1,100 a night for 5 days were in the gay porn business.
Oh.
And this owner is suing the porn producer. Who is this guy? Hang on here. He's at least in the porn industry, he's a well-known producer of Andrea Treves. He's a gay porn actor, director, producer. His professional name is Michael Lucas. I can't read all of this, but in the lawsuit, the woman who owns the house says there were enema kits throughout the house, on the floors, in the beds, in the nightstand, or in the trash. Sexual devices were in the beds and in the trash. Linens were stained brown.
Enema kits.
The hot tub water was brownish in color. Well, it's enema porn.
Enema porn?
Yeah,
are you sure?
I'm sorry, folks. No, I'm positive.
Is that what the article says? Because
it says he's famous in his films. He goes by Michael Lucas. Lucas Entertainment is his production company. And in his films, he has men. I'm sorry, folks. This is kind of gross. But you need to know this is out there. Urinating on each other and giving each other enemas. Now, that's some film, huh?
Oh.
Man. When does the sex come into play?
Well, good question. She had a company go in with one of those black lights. And the house is completely covered with stuff. She's had to bleach, strip, paint every wall. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And she's going after him big. I don't blame her. Can you imagine renting your house and they do that in there? I mean, can you even imagine? I think I'd burn the house down. I don't know that I could ever stay there after that. Ladies, get in here, please. Oh, you know what? One last quick story. They didn't publish the donor's name, but a contributor who in the news is anonymous has donated $2.2 million to the U.S. debt. What an idiot.
What?
You know how long that will cover the U.S. debt? $2.2 million will take care of
the U.S. Gone.
No, 2 minutes. It's $1 million a minute that we're spending now.
Why?
So you gave $2 million to cover 2 minutes of the country's debt. I can't even imagine. And all the government will do is waste it. And it's not even a drop in the bucket. That's too big an expression.
Why would you give the government?
Yes, who would do that?
Well, man, if you're going to do that, give it to us.
Do you know there are people, I'm not kidding, my accountant told me this, people when they fill out their taxes go throw in $100 extra just for the government. They pay extra in taxes to help the country.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Who are these people?
Yeah, exactly. Reporter goes to an American Native American Indian reservation. And he's interviewing the chief. Now, you think, by the way, you know where this joke is going. There's a very similar joke. Just hold your horses, as they say. Okay? Not the same joke. And he's doing a great interview with the chief about Indian life, Native American Indian life, and how they build their teepees and what they eat and this, what's a typical day in the life. And it gets down to the family. And he says, Chief, you have a beautiful daughter, and I know her name is Morning Rainbow. Would you tell me the story behind your family members' names? Now, again, when I do Native American, I do Tonto. I'm from the Lone Ranger period, so I talk like Tonto. And Tonto kind of talked like Tarzan. And Tonto said, yes, he said, daughter name, Morning Rainbow. Because when daughter born, daughter open eyes, first thing daughter see, Morning Rainbow. He says, in your son there, your son, Running Coyote. Same story. Son born, son open eyes, look up. Coyote run by. Name son, Running Coyote. He says, now, I met your wife. And her name is an odd name, Five Horses. I'm assuming that when she was born, she woke up, opened her eyes, and saw five horses. No, not true. Here is story on wife. Wife born, given name, Misting Rain. When wife born, as little girl, look up, see rain, misting, name, misting. He said, but her name is Five Horses. And the chief says, that because when I marry her, after being married about a year, I rename her Five Horses. And the reporter says, why? He said, why Five Horses? Well, because all day, every day, nag, 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 nag.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it is an absolute mess out there. First of all, give me an accident on northbound 270 just before Ladue. Only the two left lanes are getting through. Southbound 270 at Highway 44. You've got, the left center and the center lanes are blocked there. Still working with this crash on southbound 55 south of Highway M. You only have one lane getting through there. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 40 at Maryville Center. Just the left lane getting through there. They've cleared an accident on westbound 70 just past Jennings Station Road. We have a pretty good backup there. If you're trying to get over the Museo Veterans Bridge, you're jammed from Highway 70 all the way over to the 64-55 split. Eastbound 270 now is a solid jam between Missouri Bottom and West New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. This Black Friday through Cyber Monday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four qualifying Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129.
That's 1-800-400-9129.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 5151 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5151.
House full of guests, errands to run, no pocket space, holiday blues.
Ditch those holiday blues with the 35 Days of Plenty. You can win weekly prizes like a Bahamas cruise or the grand prize of Ford Explorer. All from Plenty, the rewards program you can join for free. Enter for your chance to win at holidays.plenty.com. That's Plenty with an I. No purchase necessary. Must be a Plenty member. Ends 12/28. U.S. 18 and older.
The terms apply.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactiv. There's a huge reason Proactiv is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
I'll say hi to Gloria. She called early in the show. She's still listening. Hello, Gloria. Can't get her off my mind. Let's go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and right next door to the restaurant is the Smokehouse Market. Same owner, same proprietor, same great quality. On the east end of everything, in Chesterfield Valley. And every year, they go through a mountain of gift cards because smart people know if you give somebody a gift card to Annie Guns or the Smokehouse, they will love, love, love it, and they'll love you for it. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market are proud to present Mike Evans.
Give it.
Listen to that crowd. Oh, boy. Taking his medicine. Well, I thought that was Hawaiian. It was Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A.
You like it?
I see. I said hi to Gloria, and he put just like that came up with that song. His mind is still sharp.
It's a Bob Quist question. Who sings that song?
G-L-O-R-I, Gloria. Oh, man,
I don't know.
I should know. Who was it? The Kinks. Okay.
Kinks. I'll say the Kinks.
Daniel.
Shut up. Don't ruin the whole program. Ruin the whole broadcast.
It's a little bit lit up.
Yeah.
All week, our pop quiz question involves cast members of Big Bang Theory. Today, name the name of the cast member who has motion sickness so bad can't be a passenger in a car without throwing up. Jim Parsons. Johnny Galecki. Kaylee Cuoco. Ma'am? Bielik, also known as Amy Farrah Fowler. Couple funny, actually three funny, interesting quotes today. First, Donald Trump says, quote, I have better security at Trump Towers than they have at any United States airport.
Well, he may be right.
Yeah. Second quote, billionaire Kent and Liz Swig been going through a divorce for a year, finally in court agreeing on the last details. Judge asked Liz if she'd accept the $22 million house as her residence. Liz says, quote, I guess it'll do.
I'm with her.
And bumper sticker spotted just outside Independence, Missouri. You know, there's a special love between a parent and their child, a mother and her son. Bumper sticker reads, quote, my son was inmate of the month at Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary.
How proud.
How proud is that?
She must be. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
This time of year, I like to share Christmas stocking stuffers. Today, a great book that I think anybody that likes rock and roll music would just love. The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll is the name of the book. A story of Sam Phillips, who started Sun Records and the first to record I'm Johnny Cash. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Did you just belch while you were talking?
Roy Orbison. Elvis Presley.
Now you threw up.
And Carl Perkins. And so many others. The name of the book, again, is The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. You know, jealousy is a sad
thing. It rears its ugly head. It's really ugly. Yeah. You know that I saw Carl Perkins in Jackson, Tennessee, cutting his grass on a riding lawnmower.
No,
he lived in Jackson until he died, a little subdivision, and I would go there to get catfish when I visit my parents, and we went on the corner, and my dad goes, it's Carl Perkins cutting his grass. Yeah, it was kind of neat.
Really?
Yeah. He just lived in Jackson's not a big town at all, and he lived in a modest home and had a catfish restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
New York Post headline, above the front page photograph
of that suicide female terrorist that was in France last week who blew herself up and at least three other people. The photograph on the front page of the New York Post, she was pictured laying in a bathtub with her nails done, full makeup, hair done, jewelry, and drinking a glass of wine.
With a bomb on her.
New York Post headline screams, rub-a-dub-dub, a thug in the tub.
And I thought it was going to be all dressed up and nowhere to blow.
Yeah. That's good. That
all dressed up,
one.
Nowhere to bomb.
Well, blow. You blow yourself
blow up.
Well, bomb. That's no place to bomb.
What?
No, the expression is all dressed up and nowhere to go. So it would be all dressed up and nowhere to blow, like blow up.
Oh, my goodness. He just ruined his report.
No, he ruined my report. And finally.
No, I got more stuff.
You can't say no. You don't run the show.
Date in history, November 24th, 1963. John Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, is assassinated himself by Jack Ruby, the Dallas Police Department.
He assassinated himself.
You see that picture of him taking a bullet and flinching in the stomach, and that guy with the white hat pulling back that was handcuffed to him, the Texas Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Texas Ranger, there's another famous picture of him, in December 7, 1941, jumping off the deck of the USS Arizona when the first bomb hit Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Same guy.
Wow.
And on this date, November 24, 1971, D.B. Cooper hijacked a plane that allowed it to land, pick up $200,000, take off again, parachuted with the money, and never was seen or heard from again.
Yeah, that's a great story. It is. That's still a mystery.
It is, and finally.
No.
I mean, yes.
So which Big Bang Theory cast member has motion sickness so bad can't be a passenger in a car without throwing up? Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Katie Cuoco, or Mayim Bialik, also Amy Farrah Fowler?
I'll say Parsons.
Mayim Bialik.
I don't watch it, but Parsons looks so pale. He looks like he throws up all the time. I'll go Jim Parsons.
The answer is Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
I might give it up all of that.
He looks like he'd throw up on me. Real pale, sickly looking. That was Mike Evans, lit up probably on a second bottle, maybe a third, from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Guns. If you want to drink wine properly, Annie Guns would be a great place to do it. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, at the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. For 42 years, I've gone to Ballast Dental Care. When I started, they were down the street from where they are now in a little house. It was a house-owned commercial, and it was a little dental clinic in a house. And the first time I went there, I thought, somebody is practicing dentistry at home, and I didn't know. And one visit did it. And 42 years later, when they moved down the street, I thought, I don't care if they moved 100 miles away. I'd go wherever they go. And I don't care where you live. If you can hear this signal, and it goes a long way, I can't imagine you'll find a place where you'll be more comfortable and in better hands than Ballast Dental Care. If you're AM and the PM, ask them about the special waiving of the charges for oral sedation and the consultation or a professional teeth whitening system. That's what they're offering for if you become a patient, have your first visit, and you're AM and the PM. It is a terrific place to go. Look, it's one of those things, if you have to do it, and you do, you have to go to the dentist. You can't keep putting that off. As long as you have to do it, why not go somewhere where you're not going to be freaked out and scared every time you have an appointment? That's Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meep, meep.
It's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
Oh, Dan, it is just absolutely chaos out there. We've got an accident that's got eastbound 44 past Grand completely shut down. You've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 40 before Grand that has the center lane blocked. You've got an accident on southbound 55 at Loughborough. Two left lanes are blocked. It looks like southbound 270 at Highway 44, they're still working with that crash. Northbound 270 at Ladue, two left lanes are open, and eastbound 70 at Highway Z, you've got a crash that is blocking, I believe it's the left lane there. This Black Friday through Cyber Monday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four qualifying Bridgestone tires. See store or drive at Firestone.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
House full of guests. Errands to run. No pocket space. Holiday blues.
Ditch those holiday blues with the 35 Days of Plenty. You can win weekly prizes like a Bahamas cruise or the grand prize of Ford Explorer. All from Plenty, the rewards program you can join for free. Enter for your chance to win at holidays.plenty.com. That's Plenty with an I. No purchase necessary. Must be a Plenty member. Ends 12/28. U.S. 18 and older.
Rules and terms apply.
Don't fight the crowds on Black Friday looking for jewelry. Save time and money by shopping on Small Business Saturday at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones for your sweetheart. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Kohl's stores open on Thursday at 6 p.m. for the best Black Friday ever. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. Aloe vera. Apples. Asparagus. Banana.
Beets. Bell pepper. Broccoli.
Blueberries. Blackberries. Cranberry.
We make Texas Superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And then we add... nothing.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them. 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them?
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I